亲爱的弟兄姐妹，来宾朋友，晚上好。
Good evening, dear brothers and sisters, and guests and friends.
欢迎大家参加今天晚上的受难日的主餐崇拜。
Welcome to the Good Friday service.
2000多年前的今天下午，在耶路撒冷城外的一个叫哥哥他的小山上。
2000 years ago this morning, on the hill called Golgotha outside of Jerusalem.
有三个人被钉在十字架上。下午的时候他们都死了。
Three people were crucified and died in the afternoon.
其中两个人是强盗，还有一个人叫耶稣。
Two of them were criminals and one was named Jesus.
今天晚上我们在这里聚集，就是为了纪念那个叫耶稣的人的死。
We're gathered here tonight to remember the death of the man named Jesus.
他曾经真实地出现在人类历史当中，像你我一样。
He truly appeared in human history, like you and me.
有血有肉。
With flesh and blood.
有喜怒有哀乐。
Joy and anger.
也会渴，也会饿。
Thirst and hunger.
他在两千多年前的今天下午死了，且死在十字架上。这是当时罗马帝国最残酷的一种刑罚。
He died this afternoon more than 2,000 years ago and died on the cross, which was the cruelest punishment in the Roman Empire at the time.
不仅仅我们教会，今晚有千千万万的教会都在和我们一起来纪念耶稣的死。
It's not just our church, there are thousands and thousands of churches that are remembering the death of Jesus with us tonight.
因为他不只是一个人，还有一个独一无二的身份，神的儿子。
Because he is not just a person, he has a unique identity, the Son of God.
如果没有他，就没有教会，自然也就没有今晚的聚会。
Without him, there would be no church and no gathering tonight.
在受难的前一天晚上，耶稣和他的门徒在一起吃晚饭，被称为最后的晚餐。
On the night before his crucifixion, Jesus and his disciples ate supper together, known as the Last Supper.
他用当时餐桌上的两样东西吩咐门徒以后要纪念他的死。
He commanded his disciples to remember his death in the future with two things that were on the table.
这是耶稣唯一一次亲自叮嘱门徒要纪念他，并且告诉了他们纪念的方法，就是我们今晚要守的主餐。
This is the only time Jesus commanded his disciples to remember him and instructed them on how to remember him, which is the Lord's Supper that we're going to have tonight.
哥林多前书十一章23-26节这样说：我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就掰开，说：这是我的身体，为你们舍得，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说：这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃着饼，喝着杯，是表明主的死。只等到他来。
1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 23 to 26 says, For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the night when he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
在马太、马可和路加三本福音书中，也都记载了耶稣在最后的晚餐上叮嘱门徒要纪念他的死。
In the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all three Gospels recorded that Jesus commanded his disciples to remember his death at the Last Supper.
耶稣吩咐门徒做两件事情来纪念他的死：吃饼和喝杯中的葡萄汁。
Jesus told his disciples to do two things to remember his death, eat the bread and drink the grape juice from the cup.
除此之外，耶稣还提到他不再喝着葡萄汁，但将来要和门徒在神的国里一起喝新的葡萄汁。
In addition to this, Jesus also mentioned that he will no longer drink this grape juice, but will drink the new grape juice with the disciples in the kingdom of God in the future.
我们就按照主自己的吩咐，从这三个方面来纪念，来思想耶稣的死。
In accordance with the Lord's own command, we will remember and ponder the death of Jesus from these three aspects.
让我们一起同心祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你，我们今天晚上在这里聚集来纪念你的儿子耶稣基督为我们的罪舍身流血，求真理的圣灵高孩子的口，也引导会众的心，让我们用你自己的话语来告诉我们你在十字架上为我们成就的救恩是何等的伟大，也来思想我们从你那里领受到的你拯救我们的心意到底如何。求主祝福我们这段时间，感谢祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿们，
阿们。
我们现在就来看第一点，饼。
First, the bread.
主耶稣被卖的那一夜拿起饼来祝谢了，就掰开说，这是我的身体为你们舍得，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
On the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you, do this in remembrance of me.
主耶稣被卖的那一夜是周四的晚上，他和门徒一起吃的是逾越节的晚餐。
The night that Jesus was betrayed was a Thursday night, and he and his disciples ate the Passover meal.
犹太人每年都过逾越节，为纪念神曾经将他们从埃及地救出来。
Jews celebrate Passover every year to remember God rescuing them from Egypt.
以色列人在埃及为奴400年，饱受埃及人的苦待。
The Israelites were slaves in Egypt for 400 years and suffered from the Egyptians' harsh treatment.
神吩咐摩西带领以色列人出埃及，但埃及王法老百般阻挠，于是神便在埃及地降下十灾，最后一灾是灭埃及人长子之灾。
God told Moses to bring the Israelites out of Egypt, but Pharaoh obstructed in every possible way, so God sent 10 plagues on the land of Egypt, the last of which is the death of the firstborn sons of the Egyptians.
耶和华让摩西亚伦吩咐以色列人要杀死无残疾的公羊羔，涂血在房屋左右的门框上和门上做记号。
The Lord God asked Moses and Aaron to instruct each of the Israelites to kill a male lamb without blemish and take some of the blood and put it on the 2 doorposts and the lintel of the house as a mark.
当击杀埃及地逃生的时候，神一见这血就越过去，以色列各家的长子就得以存活，这就是逾越节的来历。
When the firstborns of the land of Egypt were slain, when God saw the blood, he passed over, and the firstborns of the houses of Israel lived. This is the origin of Passover.
饼象征着耶稣的身体，他自己掰开饼，象征他的身体被粉碎了，死了，就像逾越节的羔羊被杀了，并且是他自己主动舍了自己的身体。
The bread symbolizes the body of Jesus.He broke the bread himself, symbolizing that his body was broken and died, just like the Passover lamb who was slain, and that he himself gave up his own body.
在逾越节上被杀的羔羊所预表的就是耶稣基督。圣灵感动使徒保罗做见证说，我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。
The lamb who was slain at Passover was Jesus. The Holy Spirit moved the Apostle Paul to testify,Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed.
那耶稣为什么要舍了自己的身体呢？
Why did Jesus give up his own body?
答案是为了要像逾越节的羔羊救以色列的长子那样拯救世人。
The answer is to save the world as the Passover lamb saved the firstborns of Israel.
罗马书3:23说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Romans 3:23 says, All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
并且人陷在罪中无法自拔，不能靠自己摆脱罪的捆绑，成了罪的奴隶，与神隔绝。
And have been caught up in sin, unable to free themselves from the bondage of sin, and have become slaves to sin, separated from God.
罪的工价乃是死，按照定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。而每个人都无一例外地落在神的审判之下。
The wage of sin is death. Everyone dies, and after death, there is judgment, and everyone without exception falls under the judgment of God.
但神爱世人，为把必死的人从罪恶中拯救出来，就让他的儿子成为人的样式，代替我们，为我们所犯的罪而死。每一个信他的人，就被免去了死的刑罚，不至灭亡，反得永生。
God loves the world. To save people from their sins, he let his son take on the human form and die for our sins in our place. Everyone who believes in him shall be free from the penalty of death and shall not perish but have eternal life.
诗人约翰为耶稣做见证说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
John the Baptist testified of Jesus, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
除去也可以翻译为承担或者背负，神的儿子自己背负了众人的罪，就像逾越节被杀的羔羊替罪人受了死的刑罚。
To take away can also be translated as to bear. The Son of God himself bore the sin of all like the lamb slain at Passover, bearing the penalty of death for sinners.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里头成为神的义。
For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed.
在旧约以赛亚书里面也预言了这位替人担当罪孽的神的羔羊，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上，他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口，他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。因受欺压和审判，他被夺去，至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？
The book of Isaiah in the Old Testament also prophesied about this Lamb of God, the sin bearer for man. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way.And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people?
每次我读到这段经文的时候，都被耶稣牺牲的大爱所深深的触动。
Every time I read this passage from Scripture, I am deeply touched by the sacrificial love of Jesus.
是的，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
Yes, in this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
当我们守主餐吃饼的时候，就当纪念耶稣的死，纪念他在十字架上为我们舍的身体，感谢他牺牲的爱。
When we eat bread at the Lord's Supper, we should remember the death of Jesus, remember the body he gave for us on the cross, and thank him for his sacrificial love.
他本没有罪，却背负了我们所有人的罪，替我们受死，使我们称义。
He had no sin, but he took the sin of us all, died in our place, justified us.
让我们每一个人都说，这是耶稣的身体，为我舍的，谢谢你，主耶稣。
Let us say, this is the body of Jesus given for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
让我们来看第二点，杯。
The cup.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood.Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
马太福音二十六章二十七到二十八节说，又拿起杯来祝谢了，递给他们说，你们都喝这个，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 27 to 28 says, "And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, 'Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.'"
所以杯中的葡萄汁代表耶稣的血，他的血可以使人的罪得赦免，又是立约的记号。
The grape juice in the cup represents the blood of Jesus, which can forgive sins. It is also a sign of the covenant.
希伯来书九章二十二节说，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
Hebrews chapter 9 verses 22 says, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins."
在旧约时代，人犯了罪，每次都需要杀牛杀羊，用动物的血赎人的罪，而耶稣的血则一次而永远地赎去了人的罪。
In the Old Testament, people had to kill calves and goats every time they sinned, using the blood of the animals to atone for their sins, but the blood of Jesus atoned for people's sins once and for all.
鲁希伯来书九章十一到十二节所言，现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司，经过那更大更全备的帐幕，不是人手所造，也不是属乎这世界的，并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血，只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。
As Hebrews 9, verses 11 to 12 says, "When Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, he entered once and for all into the holy places, not by means of blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption."
耶稣不单是大祭司，还成为祭物，用自己的血，只要一次就永远把人的罪赎清了，因为他是神的儿子。
Jesus was not only the high priest, but also became a sacrifice, using his own blood to atone for man's sins once and for all, because he is the Son of God.
彼得前书一章十八到十九节说，你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流虚幻的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、如玷污的羔羊之血。
First Peter chapter 1 verses 18 to 19 says, "You were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot."
在最后的晚餐上，主耶稣收到饼是他的身体后，就对门徒说，你们拿着吃。说到葡萄汁是他的血的时候，就对门徒说，你们都喝，门徒就都照着做了。
At the Last Supper, after the Lord Jesus said that the bread was his body, he commanded his disciples, "Take and eat." When he said that the grape juice was his blood, he commanded his disciples, "Drink from it, all of you." The disciples did so.
吃着饼，喝着杯，象征着吃了主的身体，喝了主的血。就是凭着信心把主完全接到我们心里面，让我们的生命和耶稣的生命连结，这样就从主那里得了永远的生命。
Eating this bread and drinking this cup symbolize eating Jesus' body and drinking Jesus' blood, which is to say to fully receive Jesus into our own hearts by faith and connecting our lives with the life of Jesus, so that we will receive eternal life from God.
如主所言，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里边。吃我肉、喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。
As Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day."
主在最后的晚餐上还说，葡萄汁所代表的他的血还是立约的记号。
Jesus also said at the Last Supper that his blood, represented by the grape juice, was also a sign of the new covenant.
古代以血作为立约的记号来表明所立的约是十分庄重的，所以在旧约的时候，神让以色列人宰杀牛羊，以牛羊的血作为神与他们立约的凭据。出埃及记二十四章第八节这样写道，摩西将血洒在百姓身上，说，你看，这是立约的血，是耶和华按照一切话与你们立约的凭据。
The use of blood as the sign of the covenant in ancient times showed that the covenant made is very solemn. In the Old Testament, God asked the Israelites to slaughter calves and sheep using the blood of the calves and sheep as the evidence of God's covenant with them. In the book of Exodus, chapter 24, verse 8, it says, Moses took the blood and threw it on the people and said, Behold the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words.
神借着先知耶利米预言，时候到了，神要和以色列家，也就是他的选民，另立新约。
God prophesied through the prophet Jeremiah, the time has come when God will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, his chosen people.
耶稣说他的血是立约的凭证，并且这个约是有别于旧约的。
Jesus said that his blood was the proof of this covenant, and this covenant was different from the old covenant.
旧约是凭牛羊的血立约。而耶稣与人立的是新约，是以神的儿子自己的血为记号做凭据。
The old covenant was established by the blood of calves and sheep, while the new covenant that Jesus established was marked by the blood of the Son of God.
耶稣在最后的晚餐中宣告耶利米所预言的新约已经立了，并且是用他的宝血为凭据而立的，表明神的信实守约，确保这个约是绝对有效，必定能成就的。
At the Last Supper, Jesus announced that The new covenant predicted, prophesied by Jeremiah, had been established, and it was established with his precious blood as evidence, showing God's faithfulness and ensuring that this covenant is absolutely valid and will be fulfilled.
那么新约的内容是什么呢？希伯来书八章八到十二节这样说：所以主指责他的百姓说，日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约，不像我拉着他们祖宗的手。领他们出埃及的时候与他们所立的约，因为他们不恒心守我的约，我也不理他们，这是主说的。主又说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄说，你该认识主，因为他们从最小到至大的都必认识我，我要宽恕他们的不义，不再赦免他们的罪愆。
So what is the content of this new covenant? Hebrews chapter 8 verses 8 to 12 says, For he finds fault with them when he says, Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will establish a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, for they did not continue in my covenant, and so I show no concern for them, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach each one his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest.For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more.
这段经文主要讲了三个方面。第一，我把律法放在他们心里面，他们会主动寻求我，认识我。
This passage of scripture tells us three things. First, I will put my laws into their minds, and they will seek me and know me.
第二，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
Second, I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
第三，我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪。
Third, I will be merciful toward their iniquities.
这里的我是神自己，他们是指神的选民，就是我们信耶稣的主的门徒。
Here in this passage of scripture, I refers to God himself, they refers to God's people, the disciples of our Lord who believes Jesus.
我们重点来看第二点，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
Let's focus on the second point. I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
如果我们把圣经好好读一遍，会发现这是从旧约到新约神对人永恒不变的心意。
If we read the Bible carefully from the Old Testament to the New Testament, we will find that this is the God's eternal and unchanging will for man from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
当神拯救以色列人出埃及的时候，让摩西告诉以色列人说，我要以你们为我的百姓，我也要做你们的神。你们要知道，我是耶和华你们的神，是救你们脱离埃及人之重担的。我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上，带来归我。如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约， 就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。
When God rescued the Israelites from Egypt, he told Moses to tell the Israelites, I will take you to be my people, and I will be your God. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who has brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. You yourself have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all people, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
在利未记中也重申了神的心意，我要在你们中间立我的帐幕，我的心也不厌恶你们，我要在你们中间行走，我要做你们的神，你们要做我的子民。
The book of Leviticus reiterated God's will. I will make my dwelling among you, and my soul shall be abhorred, and my soul shall not abhor you, and I will walk among you, and will be your God, and you shall be my people.
在哥林多后书六章十六到十七节引用了这些经文，并且强调说，我们唯有从这个世界中分别出来，才可以被神接纳，做神的子民。
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 16 to 17 quoted these verses and emphasized that it is only by being separated from this world that we can be accepted by God as his people.
神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为我们是永生神的殿。就如神曾说，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。又说，你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁净的物，我就收纳你们。
What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God, as God said, I will make my dwelling among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, go out from their midst and be separated from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean things, then I will welcome you.
彼得前书二章九到十节也讲到说，我们是蒙了连续被拣选出来做神的子民，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
1 Peter chapter 2 verses 9 to 10 says,that we were mercifully chosen to be God's people, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
所以我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民，这是神永恒不变的心意，也是救赎我们的终极的目的。
Therefore, I will be their God, and they shall be my people, is God's eternal and unchanging will, and it is also the ultimate purpose of our salvation.
圣经最后一本书《启示录》结束的时候，给我们看到将来神造新天新地，设立他的帐幕在人间与人同住，最终实现了我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他们的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
At the end of the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, it shows us that in the future, God will create a new heaven and a new earth, set up his tabernacle among men, and live with them, finally realizing, I will be their God, and they shall be my people.Revelation chapter 21 verse 3 says, And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God.
那么我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民是什么意思呢？
So what does I will be their God and they shall be my people mean?
神本来就是我们的神，因为我们是他造的，并且是照着他的形象造的。
God is originally our God because we were created by him and made in his image.
神也愿意做我们的神，只是人背逆神，拒绝神做我们的神，反而把各样的假神来当作真神。
God also wants to be our God, but man rebelled against God and refused to let God be God, and instead turned idols into gods.
并且我们的罪也让污秽的我们与圣洁的神隔绝，没有资格进入神圣洁的国度做神的子民。
Moreover, our sin also separates us from the Holy God, disqualifying us from entering the Holy Kingdom of God as the people of God.
而耶稣在十字架上流的宝血洗净了我们的罪，满足了神公义的要求，使我们有资格成为与神立约的另一方，得以进入神恩典的约中，成为神的子民。
The blood of Jesus shed on the cross has washed away our sins, satisfying God's righteousness, and qualified us to be the other party in the covenant with God, to enter into the covenant of God's grace and mercy, and to become God's people.
凡是约都有立约的双方，也规定了双方的责任和义务。那我们就从这个方面来看，什么是我做他们的神，他们做我的子民。
Every covenant has two parties and also stipulates the responsibilities and obligations of both parties. Let's see what I will be their God and they shall be my people means from this perspective.
我们先来看说我要做他们的神是什么。
Let's start with I will be their God.
从神的一方，创造万有，有着无限的荣耀的神，主动愿意做我们卑微受造物的神，这是神给我们的莫大的一个恩典。
From God's end, the God who created all things and has infinite glory is willing to be our God. This is God's great grace to us.
我们可以从神那边得着各样美善的恩赐，但我们作为立约的另一方，在享受这个约的恩典的同时，也要尽我们的本分和守约的责任。
We can receive all kinds of good gifts from God as the other party, but as the other party to the covenant, while enjoying the grace of the covenant, we must also perform our duty and responsibility and the responsibility of keeping the covenant.
就是要把神当成唯一的神，独一的主，不能够再有别的神，不管是有形的还是无形的假神，都不能有。
That is, God must be regarded as the only God.The only Lord, and there can be no other gods, neither visible nor invisible idols.
我们再来看什么是他们要做我的子民。
Then let's look at they shall be my people.
从神的角度，神怜悯我们，愿意接纳我们进入神的国，成为他的子民，让我们可以享受神国子民的特权。
From God's end, God is merciful to us and is willing to accept us into the kingdom of God to become his people so that we can enjoy being a citizen of God's kingdom.
而我们作为立约的另一方，既然是神国的子民，就应当顺服神的命令，听神的话，让神的旨意可以自由运行，谨守遵行神国的律例典章，就像我们生活在美国，我们要遵守美国的法律一样，这是我们当尽的职责。
But as the other party to the covenant, since we are citizens of God's kingdom, we must obey God's commands, listen to God's words, allowing God's will to be done, and obeying the laws of the kingdom of God, just like citizens living in the United States must obey the laws of the United States. This is our duty.
同时圣经里面还特别强调说，神是圣洁的，神的国是圣洁的国度。那我们做神国的子民，也必须是要成为圣洁，行事为人要和圣洁国民的身份相符，这也是我们在履行神和我们之间所立的约的职责。
At the same time, the Bible also emphasizes that God is holy and that the kingdom of God is a holy kingdom. As citizens of the kingdom of God, we must also be holy, and our conduct must be consistent with us being the citizens of a holy kingdom. This fulfills our responsibilities to the covenant.
我们今晚纪念主的死，首先要为神舍己牺牲的爱而感谢天父，感谢主耶稣基督。
As we remember Jesus' death tonight, we must first thank the Father and Jesus for his sacrificial love.
我们还要做出回应来省察自己。
And we must respond and examine ourselves.
如果你还是慕道友，你要思想、珍惜，并且凭信心来接受这用耶稣的身体和宝血为代价的极宝贵的救恩。
If you are not yet a Christian, consider, cherish, and receive by faith this precious salvation at the cost of the body and blood of Jesus.
如果你已经是基督徒，要认识到说得救只是一个开始，得救后我们进入到用耶稣的宝血所立的圣约之中。
If you are already a Christian, realize that being saved is just the beginning, and that when we are saved, we enter into the covenant made with the blood of Jesus.
作为立约的一方，我们享受约的恩典，也要意识到说我们有责任去守约，应当竭力履行我们的义务和职责。
As the other party to the covenant, we enjoy the grace of the covenant, and we must also realize that we have the responsibility to keep the covenant, and we should try our best to fulfill obligations and responsibilities.
真的让神做我们独一的神，让我们自己去做神无愧的子民。
And truly, let God be our only God, and let ourselves be God's people.
今年教会的主题是活出基督，从内到外做个像样的门徒。那做神真的子民，也是从内到外做神的子民。我们里面有耶稣的生命，外面能活出耶稣生命的样式来。
The theme of this year's, the church theme for this year is live out Christ from the inside out and be a Christ-like disciple. To be true people of God is to be people of God from the inside out, with the life of Jesus inside and living out the life of Jesus outside.
我们来看第三点，主再来的盼望。
Third, the hope of Jesus' return.
纪念一个人的死总是一件很伤痛的事情，因为人已经死了。不管你纪念的仪式是何等的隆重，但是死人都不会再活过来，纪念不过是缅怀过去而已。
Commemorating a person's death is a painful thing because the person is already dead. No matter how grand the ceremony is, the dead person will never come back to life. Commemorating is just remembering the past.
而参加纪念的活的人，他的心里面也是愁苦的，因为知道这可怕的死迟早有一天必会临到自己。
The hearts of those who participate in the memorial are also sorrowful, because they know sooner or later death would also come for them.
但是我们今晚纪念耶稣的死，不是哀伤的，不是愁云惨淡的，而是带着感恩，带着信心，带着盼望，还带着喜乐，这也是主要我们做的。
But tonight,We remember the death of Jesus, not with grief, not with gloom, but with gratitude, with faith, with hope, and with joy, which is what Jesus commands us to do.
耶稣虽然死了，但我们确实的知道他又复活了，并且他一定还会再来，这是我们的信心和我们的盼望。
Although Jesus died, we know for sure that he was resurrected and that he will come again. This is what we believe and our hope.
我们不单纪念主的死，还纪念主的复活。后天的主日是复活节的主日，我们还要在这里来庆祝主的复活。
We not only remember the death of Jesus, but also the resurrection of Jesus. The day after tomorrow is Easter Sunday, and we will be here to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus.
在最后的晚餐上，主不只是让门徒要纪念他的死，还告诉门徒要等他来。马太福音26:26说，我告诉你们，从今以后我不再喝着葡萄汁，直到我在我父的国里同你们喝新的那日子。
At the Last Supper, Jesus not only told the disciples to remember his death, but also told the disciples to wait for him to return. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26:29 says, I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
耶稣复活40天后升天回到天父那里，他应许我们他还可以再回来，并且要和我们在神的国里一起喝新的葡萄汁。
40 days after his resurrection, he ascended back to the Father, and he promised us that he would come back again and drink this new grape juice with us in the kingdom of God.
哥林多前书11:26，你们每逢吃着饼喝着杯是表明主的死，只等到他来。
1 Corinthians,Chapter 11:26 says, For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
我们用主餐这样的方式把主的死表明出来，纪念主耶稣牺牲的爱和为我们所成就的救恩，并且要一直这么做，只等到主耶稣再回来的那一天。
We use the Lord's Supper to proclaim the Lord's death, to remember the sacrificial love of Jesus and the salvation accomplished for us, and we shall continue to do so until Jesus returns.
我们相信主会再回来接我们到天父那里去。他说过说，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
We believe that the Lord will come back again to take us to the Father, for he said, If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also.
我们另一个盼望是 我们的肉体虽然还会像世人一样死亡，但我们将来必会像主一样复活，得到一个永不朽坏的身体。哥林多前书十五章二十二十三五十二节这样说，基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人出熟的果子。个人是按照自己的次序复活，出熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的，死人要复活成为不朽坏的。
Our other hope is that although our flesh will pass away like the world, we will be resurrected like Jesus and have an immortal body. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says, In fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep, each in his own order, Christ the first fruit. Then at his coming, those who belong to Christ, the dead will be raised imperishable.
所以我们在基督里就不惧怕肉身的死亡，因为知道主已经胜过了死亡。我们失去这必朽坏的身体，将来必会得到一个更好的，永远也不会朽坏的属天的身体。
Therefore, in Jesus, we have no fear of physical death, because Jesus has overcome death. We will lose this perishable body, and we shall have a better, imperishable, heavenly body in the future.
所以我们今晚纪念耶稣的死，不像世人纪念死人那样忧忧愁愁，我们反而是喜乐的，因为我们有盼望。我们确实的知道必主必再回来，我们在耶稣里有永生和复活的盼望。
So tonight, we remember the death of Jesus, not with sorrow as the world remembers the dead, but with joy, because we have hope. We know for sure that Jesus will come again, and in Jesus, we have hope of eternal life and of resurrection.
在我们中间还有没有认识耶稣、没有接受耶稣做你救主的朋友，我诚恳地要求你从今天的信息中来思考自己的光景，你也需要耶稣，需要耶稣的身体和宝血帮助你胜过罪和死的权势，从耶稣那里得到永远的生命。
Those of us who have not yet known Jesus or accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I sincerely invite you to think about your own situation from today's message. You too need Jesus. You need Jesus' body and blood to help you overcome the power of sin and death.To receive eternal life.
你需要做下面三件事情。第一件是认罪，首先承认自己有罪，靠自己没有指望，愿意悔改归向神，承认自己需要耶稣基督的救恩。
You need to do three things. First, admit your sin. You have no hope on your own. Be willing to repent and turn to God, and admit your need for the salvation of Jesus Christ.
第二是相信，就是信神的儿子耶稣基督为了你的罪钉死在十字架上，以信心接受耶稣为你自己的救主。
Second, believe. Believe that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for your sins, and to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior with faith.
第三就是宣告，决志信主，公开表明自己已经信耶稣基督为你的救主和生命的主。
Third, confess.Publicly confess that you have believed in Jesus as Lord and Savior.
这样就可以得到这宝贵的救恩，成为神的子民，将来可以在神荣耀的国里和主耶稣同饮新的葡萄汁。
In this way, you can receive this precious salvation, become God's people, and in the future can drink new grape juice with Jesus in the glorious kingdom of God.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，主耶稣基督，我们感谢赞美你。我们在这个时候特别的思想你的儿子为了我们的罪死在十字架上舍身流血，我们感谢你，我们也来思想你赐下这救恩，你的心意如何，我们为当中的慕道友献上祷告，求圣灵来去感动他们的心，让他认识到自己的需要，也愿意接受耶稣基督成为他们的救主。我们也为我们的弟兄姐妹祷告，来帮助我们知道说你的心意乃是要让你做我们的神，我们要做你的子民，就求主帮助我们来按照你的旨意去行，让你的名得着荣耀。感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
阿门。